being here and for your patience for us to get started. Today is Tuesday, April 18th, 2023, and this is the City Council meeting for the City of South Jordan. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I serve as Mayor of the City of South Jordan, along with our outstanding City Council members who are joining me up here, seated all around me, next to me. We appreciate each of them, and Mr. Shelton, who's joining us electronically today. Thank you to all of you for your service to the city and to our staff. We've got our administrative staff here with us, and we appreciate each of you. Thank you for all you do. Welcome, members of the public who are here in person and any who are joining us online or might listen to this later. We welcome each of you, and we are going to open this meeting tonight with an invocation by Councilmember Jason McGuire.
Our Father that art in heaven, we are grateful to be able to meet together this night. We are grateful for this land in which we live and the opportunity that we have to have a voice in our government and how the land is governed. We are grateful for the many blessings that have been poured out upon this city and pray that thou would continue to give the enlightenment and inspiration to the staff and to the elected officials that wise decisions can be made that the city may benefit now and into the future. We pray that thou would be with those who are out interacting with the public and that they may be kept safe in their various responsibilities and duties. And these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. McGuire. It is my opportunity, and I think it's the first time ever that it's been my opportunity to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance tonight.
I've never done that.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Will the audience please rise? And please join me in repeating the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The audience may be seated. And I just want to point out, take note, you may be aware that the state of Utah has adopted a new state flag, and the state flag we've had forever will continue to be the ceremonial flag for the state of Utah. But we have a new state flag, and our new brand new state flag. This is the first time we've had it in this chamber, and the flags have been updated here at City Hall. And so there it is. Excellent. Thank you. It also matches the pin that I have on that I was given today. Senator McKay gave me this pin with the new Utah state flag and the United States flag combined and asked me to wear it. And I'm happy to. I am happy to. Proud to represent our flag for the state of Utah and our great nation. So anyway, thank you for that. Before we go to item D on our agenda, we have some simple amendments to make to this agenda schedule tonight. So I'm going to ask if there's a member of the council that would like to make a motion to amend our agenda. Okay, we're going to excuse you from that.
Brian, would you mind stating the amendments here?
My understanding is that you would add an item. Our numbering is a little creative, so I'm going to get creative. Or do you have a way you want to see it, that you've outlined it? Ms. McCrickson, the recorder.
Yes, so we can add item G1 as for a new section of G for action item, adding resolution R2023-23, appointing members to the Arts Council, which would then move the public hearing items to H. We are amending to remove item then H1, which is resolution R2023-10, and leaving resolution R2023, which will make that item H1 under public hearing item.
Mayor, that will be my motion.
And I will second that.
And then also amending item H to be item I. Staff reports.
Yes.
Including that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Did you get who made that motion in that second?
Pam Harris
Sander.
Yes. Okay, so we're adding a new item G, Resolution R-2023-23, appointing member to the Arts Council, moving item G, making it H, and removing G1, Resolution 2023-10, which we will come back to at our next meeting, probably the next meeting or two, and making what is currently listed as G2, which is Resolution R-2023-17, making that item H1, and our staff reports and calendaring items would be I. We're just taking one thing off the agenda, pushing it back a minute, and adding one exciting change. So any discussion, questions about that? Seeing none, all in favor of amending the agenda as stated, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, thank you. The agenda is amended. Thank you. All right, we have our minutes from our April 4th, 2023 City Council study meeting and also from our April 4th, 2023 City Council meeting. Those minutes have been sent out for review. Does anyone have any amendments or questions to those, or is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Those minutes are approved. Thank you. All right, item E, we have our mayor and council reports. Who would like to go first?
I can start. I mean,
Please, Mr. Harris,
mine's
go
pretty
ahead.
Simple. I was out of town for a little while, but I mean, I think you heard that Craig White, retired from the sewer board, and so I actually had a couple different opportunities, to get together. And really celebrate all the successes he had and create and having South Valley Sewer be what it is. He is a very well respected person and among all the employees and all the people that have worked with him, and he's off to Alaska soon. That's been my week beyond being out of town for work.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. And grateful for Craig White. My goodness, he was general manager of the South Valley Sewer District for how long? A long time. Yeah. A long time, and he's done an outstanding job. And nobody gets excited about the sewer district, right? You know that now. No, like, people don't even realize it exists, but I think that means it's being well run.
It is so well ran. He did a great job. Yeah,
it's really well run, and he's got a great
Joel.
Joel, mm-hmm. Yes, a great successor now, and Joel, and he'll be fantastic as well. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Marlowe, would you like to go?
Yeah, I'm gonna attend.
Okay.
So I not only look like Darth Vader, I also sound like Darth Vader tonight. Apologize. Went on a retreat with my wife over the weekend for a few days to Portland area and came back with somebody else's virus, darn it. So I wanted to just mention that I had the opportunity yesterday to speak at the Rotary function, which was a great opportunity to see not only some students who were given scholarships, but also a number of teachers from the South Jordan area. And it was a great event. I think some of the other council members have already spoken. I know Councilwoman Zander has at least spoken. My theme essentially was being involved in small things that really matter. And I won't go on any further with that just because I can't talk. But I had someone in my neighborhood engrave on some, going along with the theme, some small pieces of wood as a plaque. And it's one of Mother Teresa's, best known quotes, which is, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And so I gave one of these plaques to each of the students and teachers. And tonight, I fortunately have enough that I can give each one of the council.
That's so nice.
Well.
Thank you.
So I'll be passing those around. We did not have an architectural review committee meeting since our last meeting. And so that's really all I can report or all I have the ability to report tonight. So.
Thank you. Very thoughtful. I don't think any of us have ever taken anything to that awards thing when we've spoken. That's really, that's very thankful. Yeah, you have raised the bar now. Yeah. That's awesome. Very well done.
That official aid, that's about all I accomplished. Mayor, I have one thing to report on April. On April 5th, on Wednesday, I was invited to speak to the Salt Lake Board of Realtors Government Affairs Committee. I'm a member of the Salt Lake Board of Realtors, which there are about 9,000 members. And the director of the Government Affairs Committee, they've invited me several times to speak because I wear the two hats of being on the Salt Lake Board of Realtors and also being an elected official. I get the opportunity to speak to them often. This time they asked me to come and share a little bit of perspective and understanding about the future of the west side of Daybreak, west side of our city of South Jordan, I should say, and the annexation. And I shared some of the slides that we shared with our elected officials when we were in Washington, some of the maps that we shared with Senator Romney and Congressman Burgess Owens. So thank you, Mr. Luce, for sharing those with me. But I was able to speak in front of that group, and I asked the Rio Tinto leadership to join me. So Wayne Bradshaw and I both spoke to a room of about 120 people. There was a lot of interest. In fact, initially they invited the Government Affairs Committee, which are leadership in the Salt Lake Board of Realtors, but then they opened the invitation up through email to all Salt Lake Board of Realtor members. So there was quite a full house. And we shared some of the maps of the annexation, talked about the future. We talked about property rights, which they're all very big advocates of. And it was a very welcoming crowd. Everyone was very eager and grateful to know facts instead of hearsay. So it went really well. We had question and answer. It took well over an hour, and they finally had to just stop because everyone was just kept going. But it was a great opportunity, and I was really appreciative of Mr. Bradshaw joining me there. And he answered questions and stood up in front with me, and it went really well. So that was a great opportunity, and I think that, in fact, just 2 days ago, a gentleman from West Jordan called me and said, hey, could I share those maps as well, showing your annexed parts of the land? He wanted to do a report back to his brokerage. So I think there's a ripple effect of information that's accurate that's kind of started through that avenue of the realtors here in our valley. So I was grateful for that opportunity. It went really well, and thanks for the City of South Jordan for such great visuals that I was able to use when I went and did that, and thank you to Wayne Bradshaw. That's it.
Awesome. Thank you. Please.
Since our last meeting, I had a meeting with the Arts Council, and we thought up some great new ideas that we'll be looking to implement. And since I have Tiffany here tonight, could you put together a schedule that we'd be able to share with the City Council of the events that are coming up? Thank you. And then just as a reminder for anyone who's here tonight and online, that the art show is going on at the Gale Center and will go on for about another week and a half till the 27th. And so just encourage everyone to go and check that out. And that's everything, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Mr. Shelton.
Yes. So since our last council meeting, I took a little time away with my wife, Robin, and we were over in Europe, parts of Eastern Europe, actually. And I just have to tell you, I'm so grateful for the freedoms that we have. And I had an opportunity to hear a woman that's around my age share her experience of living under communist rule, and wow, we are so blessed, and just grateful to be able to participate with all of you in running our government. I also had the opportunity to meet, of course, with Mayor and Gary and Brad Clavinon, discuss some of our transportation needs in the city, and we're setting up meetings with our legislators to help hopefully promote those issues. So anyway, I also picked up a souvenir on my trip that I didn't want, and that's why I'm here tonight instead of with you. So
that's my report. Thank you. Yeah, we're sorry you're not here tonight as well, and we'll miss you at the conference. You're not coming to the conference?
I am not, no. Yeah,
we'll miss you. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate you. Thanks. Okay. I'm going to try to make this quick, high level about some of these things. We had several meetings as a Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District Board of Trustees. A lot of good work happening with the water district. Had some conversations about, based on the water that we've received this year, some of the recommendations that had come from some of the member agencies is that the water district kind of classify us this year as having adequate water. Well, we all know how volatile that is, and that we actually need 5 years of storms like this year to really catch up from where we've been. Yeah. So the conversation that we had as a board of trustees was still to leave it at a level one concern, which it absolutely is. Because we don't want to lose all of the progress that we've all made as communities and as residents of the state of Utah and here in South Jordan with the most significant water savings of any user agency in the district. We don't want to lose that. We don't want to forget that mindset that we've been working the last couple of years, all of us, to get into of we can use less water and we can conserve, and we need to.
Yeah, there's good momentum.
There is good momentum, and yeah. There's some really great media you're going to see start coming out. It'll be on billboards. There's going to be some commercials and some ads that'll come up in your news feed if you're watching a YouTube video or if you're, you know, whatever. There's some paid ads going to come out about turf removal, and it's called Grass Doesn't Belong Everywhere, and they're cute. They're well done. So anyway, there's a lot of good work happening, but our plea is to continue to be mindful and conserve water because we've had an unprecedented year. That doesn't happen ever. Right? And so we really need to continue to be mindful because we still, in the big picture, need a lot more water to come, and we need to continue to do what we can to conserve. So some good meetings there. Had the chance to have a board meeting with the Economic Development Corporation of Utah, talking about the future of Utah's economy and the direction to take it, and met with the new CEO, Scott Cuthbertson, here in my office. So Teresa Foxley has left that post for another job somewhere else, and Scott Cuthbertson was hired to replace her, and so he came and met here in my office, and then we had a board meeting the next day. I had a couple of meetings with some of our friends from the Larry H. Miller Company, and we've all kind of been caught up to speed with how those are going, and they've just been a really good partner to work with, and we look forward to continuing down the road with the cool stuff that we're working on with them that's going to be a benefit to our entire city and our entire region. Had a meeting with Councilmember Alvord and Harrison from the Salt Lake County Council.
Harrison.
Suzanne Harrison. Okay. She was in the legislature, and she ran for county council at large, and Councilmember Harrison represents the entire county, and she and Councilman Alvord met. We met at the pool and had Martin Jensen came and really gave a walkthrough of the condition of the rec center at this point, what it needs, what needs exist. It was, you would have loved it, yeah, but you might not have, but trust me, you were well represented. It was good. It was good. And then also a real conversation about how close we are to a deal to get those lanes built. Very close. So we are not giving up on this, and we're close. So we will keep working on it.
Go there.
And we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted.
Let us know if we can help in any way.
Yeah, I will. I will. We had a Point of the Mountain State Land Authority board meeting. And the public announcement will come out soon, but we have appointed, because Scott Cuthbertson was hired as the new CEO of EDC Utah, he is no longer the associate director of the Point of the Mountain State Land Authority. So we now have offered that position to someone else. That public announcement will be coming soon, but it was a privilege to get to be part of that process as well. And also, the council is aware that Mayor Wilson, I currently hold the Salt Lake County Mayor's appointment on the Point of the Mountain State Land Authority. I was appointed by Mayor McAdams at the time, and it's been the whole 5 years we've had a state land authority, I've held that seat. As we start to look into county services and how taxes are levied by the county, Mayor Wilson is interested in now taking that seat, which by statute, it is hers. I'm their appointment, but she can take that seat anytime. So she's looking at doing that. And so there was some new legislation that was run this last session to increase the size of the Point of the Mountain State Land Authority Board of Trustees by one trustee. And it's a governor's appointment with some specific parameters. And I will hold that new appointment as long as it's ratified by the Senate. So the governor has appointed me to fill that new seat. And Mayor Wilson will take the seat I've been holding. Thank you. And so as long as the Senate says yes and approves that, then I will continue to serve, but as a statewide governor's appointment, not representing the Salt Lake County Mayor's Office and the Salt Lake County specifically. So
it's great news.
Yeah, it is good. I think it is good, and I think we've got some real synergy between what's happening there and what we're doing here and the needs that we have for connectivity. Yeah. So anyway, so that's good news. As long as the Senate ratifies it. So, hopefully, we'll see. We had our first Unified Economic Opportunity Commission meeting of the year. They've already started. The process has already started again, and they swore us in for our third year as a UEOC. Natalie Goffner came and gave the best update I've ever seen her give, and that's saying a lot because she's brilliant, and every presentation I've ever seen from her is fantastic. This was the best one I've ever seen. And she's going to be giving part of it in a presentation at the League meetings at our conference this week. It was called the New Utah, and she went back through our history and to where we're at now, a lot of things that data, she's just this brilliant data person who knows all the things. And for instance, there are now four states we've always had the highest birth rate. Now there's four states with higher birth rates than Utah, and we have dropped below the replenish number.
Interesting.
Yes, we are not having as many kids to even repopulate here in the state of Utah, which is less than 1.9 per family. Our minority population has grown to, I think, these numbers might be slightly off, but they're pretty close. 27 or 28% of our population of Utah now. Huh. That is a different look and just different demographics than we had 10 years ago, right? So she just talked about the age of our state. We're still a very young state, but we are aging, and we're not having as many children, and we're aging. So we're still young, but it looks very different than it did. And that all of these things influence the kind of policies we need to make sure we address. It is a new Utah, and it's not going to go back. This is what we look like now. It was fantastic. So anyone who's able to listen to any of what she says, thank you, at the League meetings, I would suggest it. And I haven't received a copy of those slides yet, but I've asked for them. So the slides that she used, so if I can get a copy of them. Or we got to find a way to get, you guys need to hear that presentation. Fantastic.
Does she do request to city councils?
Because now maybe. There's fewer of us that can go to the Utah League of Cities.
Yes, I know. And there's some really good information going to be there that I'd like you to be able to hear.
Yeah, it was a public meeting and recorded, so I'm sure we can find it somewhere.
Let's see if we can track it down.
Yeah, I was sitting next to Cam and Justin from the League, and we were talking about getting her, so I'm glad they're like, what do you think? I'm going to go talk to her right now and get her. Because it's very good information.
Who runs the Kenzie Gardner Policy Institute, and she's the associate dean of one of the departments.
Something important.
Yeah.
She's just amazing.
She's brilliant. She is the state's
economist. The knowledge that she has, and then she can present it that the average person can understand.
It was brilliant, and it's critical that we as policymakers at every level understand what Utah looks like now. It does not look the same as it did when I was growing up or when you were growing up, and it will not look the same. This is what it looks like now, and we have to be mindful of that as we are crafting policies going forward. It was just really good information. Had the chance to attend the Saratoga Springs Temple open house with, they had the private tours before the public tours opened, and some of you were able to be part of that. Some of your families were able to be part of that. And I had the chance to invite some volunteers and public servants who give their time in our city, and it was so great. We had some really great volunteers come who are representing us on the county ZAP board now making decisions about ZAP money for the county as volunteers. And the chair of our planning commission came, and we had some great folks that were able to come and attend that with us to get to see it and kind of thank them for all of their service to the city. So that was great. Attended the press conference for Big League Utah to announce that Utah wants to put their name in for a bid to bring a Major League Baseball team to Salt Lake City. And I'll tell you that the distance from our ballpark, which is a guarantee, right? The bees are coming to South Jordan. That is happening. There's no guarantees on a Major League team. But if a Major League team were to come 8, 10, who knows when, years from now, who knows, there is a site for it that is a little more than 16 miles away from here, which is a perfect proximity and distance for a successful major and minor league market. A lot of work has been done. And so we'll continue to be part of that and be mindful of that and do everything we can to make sure that we are also very much protecting, what's happening here in South Jordan. We had our Jordan Education Foundation Outstanding Educator of the Year Awards banquet here in South Jordan. It was fantastic, and it was the district-wide winners for Outstanding Educator of the Year. We award one at every school, and then there were 15 district-wide, and two of them were from schools in South Jordan. So it was my opportunity to host that and conduct that and to give those awards, and we also gave some scholarships and just a really great night. Hosted a brownie troop. I don't get to do that very often anymore. We don't get scouts and Girl Scouts that come in very often anymore. So it was fun to have this group. We've got some young women from South Jordan and Harriman and West Jordan all in this troop. They got to come, and I got to visit with them and their parents, their leaders, and give them a little tour. And it was, I loved that because we used to get to do a lot of that. Now we just don't. So that was really fun. Thank you to Mr. Shelton for helping to organize the transportation planning meeting that we had, a conversation this morning, and just some things that he visited with Representative Tusher about and kind of had a chance to talk through some of the meetings that we're scheduling going forward that we discussed a little bit tonight, some of the planning meetings that we have coming up. So there's a lot of good coordination happening there. Went to the kickoff for our Little League Baseball program here in the city. Big surprise. It was important to me at the end of that long day to go support our very much volunteer president who puts a gazillion and a half hours in. I can tell you that personally. He puts a lot of hours into helping that program be successful. And they were thrilled that the snow finally melted and they were able to use the fields. And we got a lot of happy young people and happy parents and grandparents that they're able to play baseball. So that was fun to get to be too. Very quickly today, last thing, I attended the governor's ceremonial bill signing for all of the growth and transportation bills, the housing and transportation bills that came, most of them, out of the UEOC process that the League and WFRC have been very involved in. So those bills were signed today, including the statewide trails network. I know, it's good. So it was ceremonial bill signing of things that we here had a lot of opportunity to work on and give input on and be part of. And then after that, Ben Winslow from Fox 13 asked me for a quick interview, so I did that. I haven't seen, I don't know what, but anyway, if you see that, that's what that is. He just asked me for one really quickly. So, I know, okay, I don't need to bring that up.
Sure.
All right. Okay. Mr. Marler. Well, it is kind of momentous. Thank you. By way of calendaring, Mr. Marler encouraged me to mention my graduation next week. The whole time I've been serving as mayor, I've been back in school. All this whole time. A long time to get this degree finished. And it is kind of monumental for me because most of it's been done during the night and in lieu of sleep. And thrilled to be at this point. So looking very forward to next week. So thank you.
Impressive.
Thank you. It's been, I'm not 20, and my life isn't like a 20-year-old. I've been raising a family and doing all this work here in the city. And so it's been a lot to try to fit it into my life, and I'm grateful to be just about at the finish line. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's my report. Yeah, I hope. The number one thing I want out of this degree is a chance to sleep. So, anyway, that's the end of my report. Okay. I've got some messy notes. Hopefully I'm going to get this right. We are now to item G.
Item F.
F. Right. We're just skipping right over F, apparently. I'm just concerned about the notes. We are not going to skip F. It's the most important part of our meeting. We will go to our public comment portion of the meeting, and this is an opportunity for anyone from the public here in person or online. We'll take in person first to visit with the council and share anything you'd like to share. We ask for your name and address for the public record, and everyone gets 3 minutes to address the council. And every single meeting I say this, that we're very proud of how we do things here in South Jordan and the decorum that we maintain in this chamber from each of us and from everyone who comes to participate. And that's the expectation. So you have a commitment from us that we will be respectful and ask the same as we discuss the needs and the concerns for this city, because we're all here because we care about the city of South Jordan, and we'll work together to find solutions. So with that, the time is now yours. If anyone here would like to address the council, please feel free to step up to the microphone. He's breaking down the door. Okay. Seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to address the council? If so, please turn on your camera. Give us a wave. I'm not seeing anyone. Okay. All right. Well, it's pretty rare that we don't have anyone speak during public comment, so... we will now close the public comment portion of our meeting. I really didn't mean to skip over it, sorry. And go to item G. I was just more concerned about numbering the rest of these correctly with the right appropriate titles. Item G is now, due to our amended agenda, Resolution R-2023-23, appointing a member to the Arts Council. And I'm going to turn to Janelle Payne for that.
Thank you. I just wanted to note that the number on it is our 2023-22
yes,
in the records that we have. Just
you, that is
so we
correct.
Know.
Sorry, I wrote 23. I
want to make sure I'm
Resolution
not speaking.
Resolution 2023-22.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rachel Ney has applied to be on the South Jordan Arts Council. She's a resident here in the city and has supported the arts through participation as an artist and photographer in our art show and artist on display over the years. You had the chance to meet with her earlier this evening, and as a staff, we were able to speak with her a little bit as well earlier and fully support and recommend the appointment through the resolution.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We had a great visit with Rachel. It was brief, but I mean, it's not hard to check all the boxes when you love art the way she does, and she's been involved and is willing to continue to be involved, and we appreciate that very much. Appreciate her willingness to serve and interest in serving our city as a member of the Arts Council. It's a really great opportunity, and it's an important role. Our Arts Council does a lot to help maintain the quality of life that we love here in South Jordan. So with that, I will ask if there is a motion on item resolution 2023-22 appointing Rachel Ney to the South Jordan City Arts Council.
Madam Mayor, I'll move to approve resolution R-2023-22 as stated.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mrs. Zander. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Any discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Congratulations.
Thank
and welcome
you.
To the Arts Council. We very much appreciate your willingness to serve. Thank you. All right. Thank you for that. We have amended the agenda to remove what was listed as item G1, resolution 2023-10. We will do that at a future meeting. And we will now move to our new item H1, resolution R-2023-17, approving the 2023-2024 annual action plan for the use of community development block grant funds and authorizing the city to enter into a grant agreement for the use of CDBG funds. We are going to turn to our long-range planner, David Mann, and appreciate him being here. Sorry we skipped your first item. We'll come back to that soon. You'll get to come back to us soon, but Mr. Mann, we appreciate your efforts on this.
Happy to be here. So we're here again for looking at the annual action plan for the upcoming program year for CDBG funds. This is the 12th year that the city has been a grantee of the CDBG program. It is the fourth year of five that it's part of our consolidated plan that was approved in 2020. So that's kind of where we are as far as the program as a whole and this current consolidated plan. So we've been using the, with this, we used the...
you can turn on the clicker.
Oh, yep. There we go. So just a little refresher of the CDBG program. It's managed by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And then there's an eligibility standard that needs to be met for use of this funds to benefit low and moderate income persons. There's been a lot of work that's been done over the years to get the word out about this program, even though the amount of funds we receive is generally small, because the need is not as great as other cities, even in Utah. But I think there has been a lot more emphasis and recognition of what this program is to residents and others in the area. This is a summary of the con plan, looking at correcting accessibility deficiencies, things like maintaining housing and providing support and funds for programs that benefit the poor, the disabled, and others that are in our community that are in need, especially mental health programs that I know has been an effort for the mayor and council and has been identified by residents as something that they feel strongly about. So we went through the standard program. We opened up an application period, and we did not receive a lot of applications this year. I thought that might be the case because even the funding for the current year, there's still a lot of funds that haven't been dispersed yet. So I'm not sure what exactly is happening as far as the programs in the county and how they're using those funds or if they're able to use the funds that are earmarked for them. But we did receive four applications, three of which are programs that we've supported a lot in the past. We met as a committee, represented by many in the city staff from different departments. I gave a summary of the applications that we received, identified the applicants that that they were comfortable with and were aware of from previous years. And so with that, we did make a recommendation as a committee to provide the Road Home, South Valley Sanctuary, and Legal Aid, the funds that we're allowed to give for public services. That does have a 15% cap. We're only using 11%, and we agreed to give them the maximum amount that they had requested because we didn't get as many applications this year. We are recommending the meeting the cap for our admin costs. That is something that we do every year, and then the remaining will continue to go into our ADA ramp replacement program that has been very successful. Similar to last year, if there are any adjustments once we get the final number for the amount of funds that are received, we'll follow this plan to reallocate those before it's finalized. And so with the applications we received, we're identifying those highlighted goals. That's part of our con plan, and so these programs will support these goals. So we do have a public comment period that began on the 14th of April. We'll continue for 30 days, and then we'll hear back sometime next month as far as what our actual allocation is and be able to make those adjustments before we send the final approval with the mayor's signature to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. So I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have regarding the plan that's in there or any of the committee's decisions.
I don't have any questions. I'm wondering, Does the county have more CDBG money than they have in the past, or have they been able to supplement that with any of the additional federal funding that's come in? Because this is hardly any requests, right? We used to get far more than we could even meet. Just a couple of years ago, we were getting a lot more. Now I realize things have changed since COVID, but even before COVID, we had more requests. We have no idea why, or is the county able to do more through theirs?
Honestly, I don't know the exact reason why. I haven't even checked with other cities and their programs to see if they saw a drop off in applications. I know that there was a lot of push with the CV funds that were received during the pandemic. So there's probably some readjustment period that's going on right now to kind of get back into the normal swing of things.
That would be my guess as well. And I bet we will see these requests go back up after some of that additional funding that's been allocated here and there.
And as a committee, we did recognize that this was an opportunity to go with programs that spend the money that we work with many years in the past, and also have an opportunity to prepare for the next plan period to see if we want to adjust some of those goals in the future.
Yeah, no, I think this looks good, and I'm thrilled that we're able to continue to do so much work. So much work has been done just in the time that we've been here, that I've been here, on our ADA ramps. I mean, this has been going on for a long time, but just making these adjustments to make the city more friendly to people in wheelchairs or anyone with a disability, that, and also to people with strollers, whatever it is, you know, it's just being able to do that, I think it's been significant, and I'm grateful that we're able to keep doing that. Keep working on that across the city. So anybody have any questions or concerns?
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you mind going back and showing the numbers again? That one right there. So you had four applications. We gave money to three.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the fourth application, can we ask?
Sure. The fourth application was from Utah 211. They've applied in the past. and I think every year that we get an application from them, we see that there is a need, and they provide a great service to the state to provide information about services that are available. But there's a concern about how they would qualify for the funds, because they do a lot to benefit low and moderate income, but they also do a lot to provide for other groups that don't fall under this funding. So rather than try and complicate things with trying to make sure that they're funding what they're supposed to, and not, you know, we decided to go with something that we felt more comfortable with.
I think your process is awesome. I just was curious who the other one was. Thank you. And then if I could ask one more question.
Go ahead.
You talked about how some of the people we gave funds to last year hadn't used them all. Is that correct?
Yes.
So these three groups all used the money that we allocated last year?
So currently, the funds for this year, both the Road Home and South Valley Sanctuary have submitted invoices for us to use those funds. Legal Aid typically will wait towards the end of the year, and a lot of programs do that too. They just kind of collect everything and then do one big request at the end of the period.
Personally, applaud your choice. I think the Road Home and South Valley Sanctuary are such noble causes. So I'm thrilled that we're supporting them again. And thanks for your process and being thoughtful about it. And that's all I had. Thank you. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Shelton, any questions from you? I'm sorry, I can't see you.
Yeah, I actually do have a question. I know we've been doing the ADA ramps for as long as I can remember. I wonder how many more ramps we have to replace. Do we have a lot of years yet of doing that?
It's growing, getting, you know.
we make them put them in with the new development, don't we? I think it's required.
Do it in the new development?
So as far as the ADA ramps, I think at the beginning, we probably would have been done by now. But with the increased cost of materials, every year it seems like the bids keep going up and up, so that does limit the amount of ramps we're able to replace, and that's something that is closely tracked by our engineering and public works departments, and they have a map and identify certain neighborhoods of where they want to focus that year's funds on. So
Good question. Did you hear Mr. Watcott said there's a lot to do still?
Oh, I didn't hear Mr. Watcott, no.
No, he just said it just kind of quietly just now, but so we'll just keep working on it, plugging away every year at all of them that we can do.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I will now open the public hearing on Resolution R-2023-17, approving the 2023-2024 Annual Action Plan for the Use of Community Development Block Grant, known as CDBG funds, and authorizing the city to enter into a grant agreement for the use of CDBG funds. Is there anyone here in person that would like to speak to this? Or is there anyone joining us online that would like to speak to this? If so, please turn on your camera. Okay. Seeing none, we will close this public hearing and turn to the council, see if anybody has any questions, concerns, or if there's a motion on Resolution R-2023-17.
Mayor, I'll move to approve Resolution R-2023-17, approving the 2023-2024 Annual Action Plan for the Use of Community Development Block Grant Funds and authorizing the city to enter into a grant agreement for the use of these CDBG funds.
Thank you. Mrs. Zander, is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Marler. Any additional discussion? All right, seeing none, we will ask for a roll call vote. Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Thank you. That passes unanimously. Mr. Mann, appreciate all your work on this. Thank you. And, you know, just as an aside, I'm grateful that we have the opportunity and the ability to do to administer the CDBG grants ourselves. There are a lot of communities that don't. And when I first started, I think I didn't maybe realize that, but there are quite a few of the county and Wasatch Front Regional Council help administer CDBG funds for a lot of cities that don't have the ability to do it in-house.
Why don't they have the ability?
Size, staff, you know, depending on what they can and cannot do. And so, appreciate it. Thank you for all of your work. Okay. I almost don't want to jinx us, but look at the time. This is the shortest agenda in the history of any of the agendas I've ever been a part of. Like, wow. So we are now to item I, staff reports and calendaring items. Mr. Watcott.
Just one possible calendaring item. South Valley Chamber has asked to have breakfast with the city council, and they're proposing a date of June 23rd here at the Public Safety Building in South Jordan. And I'm just wondering if that is a date that might work for the majority of you or all of you, or if you have different dates you want me to send back to Jay. I'm happy to do that. But it's a date. He's proposing 8:30 in the morning for a breakfast.
And that's a Friday.
That's my pickleball date, but I will concede to have lunch with
them. I wasn't going to be available then, but I think my schedule's going to work out that I might be.
I play pickleball once a week, and that's my
No, but I'm shocked that you would give it up.
That's how generous I am.
What does that look like for you?
Oh, the earlier the better. I mean, I'd like to.
Yeah.
You know, earlier would be great.
If we're going to do it, let's do it.
We got work, you know, so if we could kind of get it going first thing in the morning. And
what would you like me to suggest
eight,
to him?
I mean, just at least 8.
8 o'clock? Okay. I'll do that.
I know it's only half an hour, but
6:30 works for me.
Yeah.
I'll communicate that back to him then.
Yeah.
Should we plan on it?
Do you want to plan on it?
Is that?
You'll send an invite out then?
Yeah, let's see if
just
we can.
Plan on.
Melanie, maybe send an invite to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make sure 8 works for him. If
my phone died, so I don't.
I'll just go with it.
I know, Mr. Shelton, that's early for you, but it is breakfast, not brunch.
It is a little irritating, actually.
If I can give up pickleball, you can wake up out of it.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, anything else?
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, just to let you know, I'll be down at the Utah League of Cities and Towns meeting. I think, Mayor, you're going down tomorrow, and some of our council will be down. Patrick.
I'll be down.
Brad.
Yeah, I'm coming down.
Okay. When we break here in a minute, let's just chat about possibly later tomorrow night or something. Let's just chat.
Yeah, and could I just mention, I think I've got the app. My phone just died a minute ago, but I'd like to know for sure the three members of our staff that are speaking. I'd like to make sure that I attend those. So if we could have Melanie or someone send out what the time frames are of all three of those and what the name of their presentation is, I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's helpful.
I don't want to miss those.
That's good. Thank you.
And did we determine it is for sure that we can't? Those won't be recorded. There's no way for us
to. They're not recording them.
No, they're not broadcasting them. Yeah, no, they're not in person. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Apparently, they just don't have the capability down there at that center.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Luce, anything?
I will probably see you tomorrow, Thursday. Down there for those who are going. Other than that, there's some interim stuff going on, but nothing pressing. One question for you as a council. We were going to invite our legislators to come in one of the upcoming meetings in May. Is there a meeting that you're going to miss, one or more of you are going to miss? Because we'd like to, if possible, have everyone here.
The second meeting in May, I have to join that electronically.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's possible to do it, though.
Well, I'll shoot for the first meeting meeting in June, depending on their schedules. Is there anything we want to do more than thank them? Talk to them for a minute, have them report on what they found interesting. I've had one or two ask if we want to report. Some cities do like awards or gratitude. I don't know. To me, that seems kind of silly. But, I mean, they're public servants like you are, but I do appreciate all that they do.
South Jordan City swag or something.
Maybe we give them
South
Jordan socks.
That sort of stuff we can do. Yeah, that's a great idea. Just as a thank you. And as they represent South Jordan, it's good that they have things that identify them with the city. So we'll take care of that.
Okay. Thank you. I did want to mention, because we said UEOC got started again, I didn't let you know. I was appointed to the Growth and Transportation Committee of the UEOC again this year. And for the record, it's the hardest committee. Just so you know. It is. I want to be on the Innovations Committee or something. Growth and Transportation for the state going forward. It's a heavy committee. But it's a great opportunity. But that also means you're going to be hearing a lot about it and ask for some feedback. But feedback we're going to ask for after that meeting, Cameron said, Mayor, what kind of information do you need from our league membership to take back as we're trying to craft the discussions with the UEOC on growth and transportation? And so what I told him is Speaker Wilson mentioned after Natalie's presentation that quality of life is so key. We all keep talking about that. That's what people are the most concerned about. We all are concerned about maintaining our quality of life here in Utah as we grow. And so that's the feedback we're going to be asking for down at the League Conference. What does quality of life look like for your community? But not today. We have to be visionary in 10 years, in 20 years, what needs to happen policy-wise to maintain quality of life. So I would plant that seed and ask you to think about that as we're going to be asking for that feedback to take back as part of the direction that we represent with the UEOC from cities. So give that some thought, and I'd love your feedback on that. Okay, anyone else? Melinda, please.
Let's make sure this works.
Madam Mayor, I was informed that you and City Council are eager for staff to put together and execute some messaging on potholes. So just wanted to let you know that we are going to work on that and get that out so that the public is aware of our efforts to support Public Works to get that information out there. I have two questions for you. There's two items that staff would like some direction and some clarification on. One relates to an item that I might have completely spaced and dropped the ball on this, so please forgive me. It seems to me that council was eager to have staff put together some kind of social message messaging for the public with respect to short-term rental information, Airbnbs and VRBOs. I just want to get some clarification from you that that is what you're eager for that message to go out. And if that is the case, then communications will execute something. But I just wanted to confirm that that is something that you're interested in seeing.
Yeah, you did.
Information out.
Yeah. Okay. And then these.
We just want the residents to understand what the city does and does not have control over, what we can and cannot do. I've heard from quite a few residents, I think we all have, who have said that's the city's just making excuses. You just don't want to have to do anything about that. And that is the farthest thing from accurate. So just helping people understand what we can and what we cannot do per state law
so
would be helpful.
In conjunction with that, because I imagine some of this is a gray area in that we can impose more regulations. We actually can. We can impose quite a few regulations. It's just we can't enforce any of them in any practical way. And so that messaging is going to have to be fairly nuanced in that though we can do certain things, because if you go read St. George or Washington County, Washington City, and some others that are highly impacted or that got regulations out before, then Representative Notwell's bill that took out the enforcement mechanism, there's things there. And so I just want to be clear.
We've just been handcuffed from being able to enforce them.
Yeah, the hard part is enforcement, not adopting regulations.
You can articulate that.
Okay.
So,
well, if Melinda's team would like, I'm happy to work with them. But
just to make sure that we're wording it right.
I just want to be clear when we tell people we can't regulate, it's not that we can't pass stuff, but it's kind of like the parent saying, or else, there is no or else.
If I could, Mayor.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I think, Melinda, I think it extended to not only Airbnbs, but also accessory dwelling units, yes, because there's a lot of misunderstandings about what constitutes an ADU and what you can do, and do they have to be family members, just all that stuff. So I think we ought to extend it beyond just Airbnb.
And I would suggest we do those separate because they're kind of completely different. They feel similar, but they're our regulation enforcement on accessory dwelling units is actually much more enforcement, quite a bit less regulation. It's kind of flipped. But as much as Melinda wants our group's help, and I'm sure Steve has some thoughts on the ADUs.
So that's going to take a little bit of time to make sure that we've got the appropriate message, and we're working with all staff and all the departments to make sure that that is being conveyed appropriately. But if you had a specific deadline, I did want to make sure that I was not misunderstanding that particular request.
I don't think so.
Okay. And then the second item is there was a recent request from council to create a PowerPoint slide reflecting some of the information that we have received on the annexation HTRZs. I just want to see if you are eager and have an appetite for us to create something so that you can use that for various public speaking engagements where that might be useful or helpful. And if so, if there's a particular deadline or timeline that you would like to get that completed.
Thursday. I'm speaking to a 55 plus community out
on
Daybreak.
I understand that request is going to be.
Give me whatever you can as fast as you can. If not, I'll use what I've got.
Okay.
You have the things that.
They're just not. They're not
branded in. Yeah, they're more in handout format than they are.
Copy paste.
I'm speaking to a large group of realtors and mortgage lenders later in May, specifically they want to know about, you know, what all this means and whatever. So later in May, I mean, anything would be helpful by then for me.
The sooner the better.
I understand the two-day time frame is going to be particularly challenging because we are dealing with some really time-sensitive items that need to be completed. I understand that Mr. Tingey has some strategic priority-type PowerPoint slides that may be of use to you, and we're happy to get that to you if that will be sufficient. But in the meantime, we can try to get something so that all of you will have access to that. I can't guarantee that Thursday is going to be when we can get
can
it to
we
you.
Can we not get me what Mr. Tingey has before Thursday?
I think that's a possibility. I don't dare speak for Mr. Tingey. I know he's online somewhere. But I would imagine that that's accomplishable.
I think we can get that deck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate the clarification. That is all that I had for
you. That's highly important to me because I've got people asking, and I showed up at that Salt Lake Board of Realtor meeting with what we had, and it wasn't branded to South Jordan City. I'm like, this should be done by the city. So.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you. Chief, anything? Anybody else? No? Anybody on this side? No? Okay. Anything? Okay. All right. Thank you all very much. Appreciate all of your work. Notice the time, and I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 We are adjourned.